From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. We lose people for all kinds of reasons. And one of the ways we sometimes cope with that is to create rituals to make us feel closer to that person again. It might be a ritual associated with a religion that we're part of, or it may be a ritual we've created that's completely idiosyncratic to that person, that relationship we're missing. This poem, Wood Note, by Christine Deville, expresses that desire to be close to someone who's no longer here. And one of the things that I find really moving about it is the way that it works like a song. It moves like a song, image to image. So don't worry about narrative. Just let those images carry you. So here's Christine Deville reading from her poem, Wood Note.
Song the First. I must leave the door open in case she wants to come see me. I leave the door open should she want to find me. If I kept it closed, the wooden door would be a vertical pond. She would float along. She, a slow vapor, would float along. What is standing up or lying down to her? The body suffers each the same. But I believe she is not suffering. She is just intimately parallel to floor or roof or lawn or shop window or my body. She is hydrophilic, lithophilic, sanguophilic, spirophilic, ossophilic, pterophilic, lignophilic. Her body, as if it were a mass of charged metal filings. She is near, but cannot enter again. A whispering. In the corner of the room, there is a gesture, just a gesture in every room in the rightmost corner. From the rightmost corner of my eye, in the living room or bathroom, bedroom, hallway, I see her gesture. Just her gesture, the gesture of the arm in the navy, long-sleeved dress, and the sleeve cuffed, buttoned in mother of pearl. The hand will rise or swing out for, or fall. In all the rooms I enter, as I enter, there is her gesture in the rightmost corner. Even after I've settled and napped or read or talked long about an ill, she is by her ornamental table, her hip at the carved edge. In every room, in the rightmost corner, is the round wood table and her hip at the edge, just the arm and the hip, just the gesture, just the table, the arm and the hip, and the gesture, like breath, like breathing. One ditty. At some point, perhaps, there should not be water on the wood. Just because there is only water with a bit of garlic and ginger steeping, there is soup. But at some point, perhaps, when the wood has been transformed and it is in the home, water should be kept from it. Ho, ho, the wooden spoon. What a lovely twist or joke or divinity. In the soup pot, the wood is a tree again and finds its water and its little bit of sustenance from the garlic and ginger. Oh, the wooden spoon is a tree again, and who can keep from crying? Love song. The door of the page is open for you, and the end of each page is loneliness. I crank in a new page to be near you. I see the page with my sternum, the wooden spoon at rest on the small stove of my chest, the still wooden eye of my chest watches the doorway. The page is the doorway. threshold over which wood calls out to wood.
That's Christine Deevil reading excerpts from Woodnote, published by Bear Star Press in 2011 and winner of the Washington State Book Award for Poetry. Her reading was recorded at the Good Shepherd Center in October of 2011. You can find more of Christine Deevil's poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword poetry. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.